We begin this hour with the national attention on the religious freedom laws pending in Indiana and now Arkansas. Even after Indiana saw a huge backlash over its law, Arkansas went ahead and passed its own version. Civil rights groups say the legislation would allow discrimination against gays and lesbians. Today, Arkansas's governor sent the bill back to lawmakers. Michael Hiblin of member station KUAR begins our coverage.
Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson has said all along he would sign the bill that allows businesses to deny service to anyone if it conflicts with religious beliefs. Today he asked lawmakers to recall it.
The bill that is on my desk at the present time does not precisely mirror the federal law.
That law was passed by Congress in 1993 and has been vetted by the courts. He says he was concerned by the response from the business community, including major Arkansas-based companies like Walmart.
My responsibility is to speak out on my own convictions and to do what I can as governor to make sure this bill reflects the values of the people of Arkansas, protects those of religious conscience, but also minimizes the chance of discrimination in the workplace and in the public environment.
Hundreds of demonstrators have been at the state capitol calling on the governor to veto the legislation. Tippi McCullough with the Stonewall Democratic Caucus spoke to the crowd.
Remove the doubt of discrimination. Remove the doubt of economic uncertainty. And revive the spirit of Southern hospitality in Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Republican legislative leaders say they're willing to work with the governor and consider changes to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, also known as RFRA. Senate President Jonathan DeSmang insists the bill doesn't target anyone.
I've not spoken to a member that wants RFRA, even the state version, to be something that allows for discrimination. I think I would challenge anyone to find a member that would say that they're wanting to utilize this RFRA law to allow for further discrimination.
But DeSmang said it would be premature to say whether there is support for the proposed changes. For NPR News, I'm Michael Hiblin in Little Rock.